Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake is with us, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We are discussing Rex Huerman right now and the hoarding house in which he once resided. How surprising would it be if he has a collection of shoes, for example, or something else from these victims, considering that also seems to be a pattern with him with collecting, if you will. Maybe that's the wrong word. I think hoarding is probably more accurate, but maybe there is something there with hoarding something of the victims as a trophy of some sort.
I think it's also why law enforcement seems, again, from the wife's context, has torn that house apart, because I think they're looking for just that. I think they're looking for collections, because I think he's a collector, and yeah, a lot of these serial killers are, and I think they're trying to identify the collections he's had, and I think collecting something from the victims is very high in the probability of what they're looking for to show that consistent pattern. So the best thing to do is, if that has been identified by the investigators, that's what you're going to be then trying to tie to the other women, not just on that beach, but in other locations as well.
How difficult must it have been for the FBI to go through a hoarder house and try to determine what is relevant and what is not? Because it's not necessarily like the trophies are going to be standing there, you know, with a trophy case or, you know, some sort of big shiny ribbon next to it. Like, this is the one you got here at the county fair this year. If it's a hoarder house, there's just randomness everywhere. And to try and determine that a pair of shoes from a victim 11, 12 years ago is not the pair of shoes that he bought or someone else bought in that house, along with a gazillion other things that's just laying there amongst all of the other debris that lies in a hoarder house. How do you even begin to get into something like that and determine what is relevant?
It is incredibly challenging. You have no idea. So I'll put on the I've done this hat before, and I'll walk people through just the reality of doing a search on a home. First of all, I think it takes a very special kind of agent or investigator to actually do a very good job of this. Because when you go in with an investigative team, a search team, you have a lot of people on a search team. That lot of people on that search team are generally recruited from other areas of the office, other investigations, other things they're doing. I've been on search teams as one of the collectors, as one of the searchers, on cases that had nothing to do with me, what I was doing, or my background, because they needed people because of what you said. The volume of things to go through is so insurmountable for one case agent, one team lead to go through. So you have one team lead that goes on site, and that person becomes the filter of everything that they're going to seize through that house. Now they brief the team on the collectors that go out there on what exactly they're looking for according to the search warrant. And then if there's any questions, they got to bring it back to the team lead to ascertain whether it meets that bar or not. It is voluminous. It is tedious. It takes a long time. It's why these searches do take such a long time. And it's a massive undertaking to do it and to do it well. And so in this case, if they're looking for things like that, you're absolutely right. It's going to be very challenging to do that, especially when because the other thing you want to do is you're trying to minimize the impact on people that are innocent as well. So you don't want to destroy homes. You don't want to destroy houses. You want to be respectful in areas that should have respect. I mean, it's an amazing, challenging balance and dichotomy to maintain. And so, yeah, it would be incredibly challenging, but hopefully they were able to do what they need to do. They're there a long time. I know they'll still have access to the home if needs be. And so there you go. But yeah, it's a grind.
With a case like this, that it's still an ongoing investigation, we still truly don't have a final body count yet on Rex and the allegations against him. And the home is now back with the family, with his wife and his adult children. Are you surprised by this, that it's already back there, already in their possession? Would it have been wiser? Could they have basically locked that home down for, God knows, years to come, because it could be a trove of other evidence that they don't even know what they're looking for yet until some of the other investigations get further along the line or have concluded?
You know, I don't know. We've seen cases where they've, you know, people have never been let back in, and other cases where they have been. I think the fact that in order to do that, I think they probably concluded, at least to their own investigation, that no one was murdered there. So there's no more to be able to be collected there. But again, this is going to come down to the investigative team, really. And it really is case by case.
Yeah.
Is it surprising? No. Would it be surprising if they didn't let them back in? No. It really comes down to, I think it just shows where they're at in the investigation, and that they got what they think they needed is a good way to look at it.
That's what I was just going to ask you. The fact that they did leave, is that demonstration of that? That they did get in, they got what they thought they were looking for, and they felt confident enough to say, look, what we have here already is more than enough. We really won't need anything more, even if there is more here.
Agreed. And most likely also because if the wife was very cooperative as well, you know, answering questions, giving access, explaining X, Y, and Z to the team lead, if that's what happened, it helps them speed up the process as well. And because, you know, if you're going to create a relationship, a healthy relationship where you're trying to make it easy for the investigators to leave, to get what they need, then you're able to move on quicker.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.